Weather across the Midwest will continue to be mixed but mostly favorable as we move forward through the next full week to 10 days. It looks as though rain of significance fell across portions of Iowa and Missouri, northeastern Kansas last night, even portions of Illinois coming up with some beneficial moisture. Some of these areas had been rather dry previously, and the moisture was a big boon for crop development potential as we move forward through the next week to 10 days or so. Follow-up precipitation is needed and will likely occur in quite a bit of this region eventually, and the moisture will likely help to reinforce the better crop environment that's going to be evolving as a result of last night's rain. We will expect the northern portions of the Midwest to see a bit of a drying bias as we move forward through this next week to 10 days. By the north, I'm talking about the eastern Dakotas, portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Iowa, and parts of northern Illinois, maybe portions of Michigan as well. Now, it won't be absolutely dry across this region. The precipitation that occurs will be periodic, but it is expected to be quite light as well, and we'll probably see a net drying biased environment for a while. Now, soil moisture is at favorable levels in Wisconsin and parts of northern Illinois and a few other areas around the region, but those two areas in particular have an abundance of moisture, and net drying for a while is not going to create any kind of increased stress or potential threat to the production potential there. However, in portions of Minnesota, northern Iowa, and areas in the eastern Dakotas, and parts of Michigan may end up seeing somewhat of a bigger issue with dryness, although Michigan really shouldn't be included in that. Minnesota's had an extended period of drier biased conditions along with northern Iowa, and their subsoil moisture has been somewhat conserved by the milder conditions that have occurred this summer. So the situation is not a crisis, even though when you stop and look at the statistics for the region, it certainly has been drier than usual for an extended period of time. The crops in these areas will see a great bit of deteriorating potential if the temperatures get warmer than normal without a significant amount of rain falling. But warmer than normal weather, it does not seem to be very likely for the area, at least not in the near future. Temperatures will be normal to slightly cooler biased, and that will help to conserve the moisture that is present in the region. We will see some shower activity, but it's just not going to be very impressive across the region. Forecast does allow for at least a little bit of moisture. A couple of cool fronts will move across the region over the next week to 10 days, and each will bring in at least a few showers to slow down the drying tendency. The first opportunity for rain in Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas will probably come up as we get into the latter part of the weekend, from late Saturday into Sunday, maybe lingering into Monday. The precipitation will certainly be welcome, but a greater amount of rain will be needed to make a bigger difference to the soil situation. And a second frontal system will move across those very same areas during the latter part of next week and into the following weekend. And again, the same scenario is expected to play out, where rainfall is going to be somewhat restricted, but at least a little bit of shower activity will occur. For the lower parts of the Midwest, additional shower and thunderstorm activity is expected to occur as we go through these next few days. Many areas in the lower parts of the Midwest will be impacted, and sufficient amounts of rain will occur to maintain a generally favorable environment for crop development. Our temperatures across the Midwest are expected to be slightly cooler biased for a little while. Highs in the 70s and lower 80s will be common across the region today, tomorrow, and probably on Saturday. We'll look for somewhat warmer weather to occur as we move Sunday into Monday. We'll look for the high temperatures at that time, mostly in the 80s across the region. A few 70s, though, will continue in the Great Lakes region. And it looks like our low temperatures at night will be mostly 60s, with some lower 70s in the south and a few upper 50s in the north. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.